Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Tainus Chaf Hei, Tainus 25A, pagination page 49, starting from the facing page, on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis 24B, 48, three lines up at the end of the line. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, B'chol Yom V'Yom, every day, Bas Koyotzes Ve'omeres, a voice comes out and says, Kol ha'olam kulo nidzon b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is sustained because of chanina, my son, v'chanina b'ni, and this chanina, my son, dayu b'kav charuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. He has a portion of carobs between Shabbos to Shabbos, and he doesn't need much. And this is a marvelous statement regarding certain tzaddikim who themselves benefit very little physically from this world, and yet their merit sustains all. Havarigila divisa lemichma tanura. They were very poor, they didn't have anything, and his wife, Rabbi Chinina ben Dosa's wife, would warm up the oven Komale de Shabbat ervi erev Shabbos, v'shadya katrosa, and she would throw in something that would make smoke, so that it would give the impression that they had something to cook, even though they did not, mishum kisufa, because she was embarrassed of their poverty. Havalehach shivivta bishta. The Gemara records that they had a bad neighbor, Amra. And this neighbor said, Michti, let's see, Yadana, I know, the less luhuvelo midi, that they don't have anything to their name. Maikulayai, what's going on here that they're cooking? They're not cooking, there's nothing there. So she wanted to expose and embarrass the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Ozla v'tarfa abava, she banged on the door to be allowed in. Ichsefa, and the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa got embarrassed. Isavid la nisa, a miracle happened, the chazi letanura male lachma, that the neighbor walked in and saw that the oven was full of bread, va'agna male lisha, and the bowl was overflowing with dough ready to be made into bread. Amra la, she called out, planisa, planisa, referring to Mrs. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, so-and-so, I see Masa de kachorech lachmech, bring the utensil because your bread is going to burn. Omra la, she said, afana lohochi aili, yeah, that's where I went to get the utensil. Tana, we learned, afhi lohavi merda nichnasa. It's true. That's exactly what she did. She had gone to get the utensil, mepnei shemelumedes benisim, because she was accustomed to having miracles done for her. As the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, she was living on a different plane. The Gemara continues and gives us an example of what went on in the home of Hashem's beloved Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Amra lei devisu. His wife once told him, Ad emas nezo v'nitzdar kulei hai. How long is it going to be that you're going to be in such pain with no assets? Amar lo, he said to her, Ma nahavid, what should I do? Boi rachme denesfu lach midi. Davin that we should be granted something. Boi rachmi, so he davened. Yotzakim in pisas yad, a hand came out. V'yavu lechad karo de pseirad dava. So he was granted a leg of a table. A leg, a golden leg. But chazyo bechelma, she saw in a dream, asidit tzadiki da'achlu af soro da'avo, everybody else is going to have this golden table, this late telas kari, and it's going to have, each one is going to have three legs. Va'ato chelas af soro da'tre kari, and you're going to have two legs, it's not going to stand. Omar lo. He said to her, Nicholach de Mechel, Achli kule alma apsoda de Mishlam va'anan apsoda de Michsar. Do you want to eat on such a table? In the future, your reward. Omrale, she said, Manavid, now what we could do? What could we do? Ba'irachme de Nishkalinu minoch. You could daven that it be taken back. Ba'irachme v'shaklu, davened, and it was taken back. Tana, our tradition is, Gadol ha'yanes achron yosam min harishon, the second miracle is greater than the first. Digmiri, because we know, the me'ev yavi, from heaven, they're willing to give. Mishka lo shakli, normally they don't take anything back. Chad be'shimshi, it once happened, Erev Shabbos, Chaze levrate dahavas atziva. He saw his daughter was sad. Omar lo, he said to her, Biti, my daughter, lemay atzivas, why are you sad? Omrale, she said, Keli shal chometz nischalef li b'chli shal shemen. I accidentally mixed up vinegar with oil. V'edlakti mimeno or l'shabbos. And the Shabbos candles that I lit with vinegar. And she already was mekabel Shabbos. And it's done. They're not going to have light for Shabbos. Keep in mind that they were not just lighting in addition to electric lights. This was their light for Shabbos. Omar lo, he said to her, Biti, my daughter, ma'ichbast loch. What difference does it make if you lit with vinegar or you lit with oil? Misha omar l'shemen v'yidlok, hu yomar l'chometz v'yidlok. The same Hashem who tells oil to burn, he'll tell vinegar to burn. Tana, we learnt, hayadolik v'holich kol hayom kulo. It burned for the entire day, ad shehivio mimena or lahavdolah, until they were able to light the Havdalah candle from it. The Mefarshim say that a person to whom it's clear that oil only burns because Hashem wants it to burn, that there is no nature in the world, it's Hashem's will to continuously give certain things their properties, but it's not any more nature than anything else. It's constantly Hashem's will. So such a person is at liberty to expect that chometz could just as well be the thing that burns. To him, it's absolutely clear that the entire world is miraculous. They use this Gemara as a beautiful answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha on Chanukah. The Beis Yosef asks, regarding Chanukah, that if they found a cruse of oil that would normally burn for one day, and it miraculously burned for eight, so the miracle, it would seem, is only for 7 days. One day is natural, and then it burnt for seven more days. There's 7 days of miracle. Why do we commemorate 8 days of Chanukah as if 8 days is the miracle? And among the many answers is one very linked to this Gemara, and that is that Chazal of the time recognized that even the first day that oil burned is also a miracle. It's also from Hashem. And especially when they were becoming victorious over the Syrian Greeks, whose entire mind frame was, there is nature, and we don't have to deal with spirituality, we don't have to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervening, we don't have to deal with the eternal nature of Torah. They were very focused on logic and quantifying things, and if it couldn't be quantified in their mind, it didn't exist. So Chazal, in response, legislated that the miracle of the cruse of oil is not commemorated merely for 7 days that were clearly miracle. They wanted to emphasize that even the day of supposedly nature, even the day where the oil burned to begin with, is an expression of Mi Sha'omar L'Shemen V'Yidlok, praising the one who made oil burn in the first place. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.